The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Folk Music.
This lad is your lad, this lad is light lad, from California to New York Island. Like,
folk music. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
French fries.
I like things that are hard to get soft. No one likes those soggy tots, guys. I don't want soggy fries. I want them crisp, hard. I want it straight and hard. That's what I like.
The rodeo.
Yeah, I'll get bareback on a sheep, no problem, man. But there's no way. There's no way I'm getting on the back of a steer.
His mindset.
But you know, it's like I always say, HK, who cares?
It's time for Struds On.
All right, the penalty kill. Just got to get to this text. Someone texts in, hey, Greger, give Struddy's cardigan to that lady as well. Keep her warm. You think I'm just going to give up cardigans, man? Can't do that. Can't make that happen. That's a pretty good one. So it's a penalty kill. So, you know, it's somewhat improving, I guess. But, you know, they get to the third period. They're up 4-1. And, you know, I didn't like a lot of the penalties the Oilers took last night. I thought they were needless stick penalties. And I'm looking at you, old number 93. But, anyways, they are on the penalty kill and they're, you know, 4-1. Get through the first minute of the penalty kill, or later, like halfway through the third period, and out goes Darnell Nurse and company to get it. The puck is—it's a bad clearing attempt. They try to clear it. It doesn't get around. But anyways, Max Domi works hard to get over there, and Max Domi gets it at—if you can envision—I guess the right point, and he just starts skating downhill and with speed. Great play by him, smart play, attacking with speed, and he's allowed to skate a ton of the way down. Into the zone with nobody even getting in his way. Now, he skates from the top right all the way down. He skates fast, and shoots it from, I would say, the dot to the left of the goaltender, Skinner, and he just lets fly, and he has no opposition there. Who is standing there right in front of him? Darnell Nurse. As soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, one of two things happens. Or happen here. Either A, Darnell didn't push out to the dot, because I believe as a D-man, you've got to push out to the dot. When you push out to the dot, that is that, first of all, it keeps some, in this case, like a guy like Domi, to skate all the way down and shoot from there in stride, because not only is your feet on the dot, now your stick can reach out another, I don't know, 6 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet, whatever it is, and so it pushes them back even further. Number two, it pushes them out more, because now you're gone out that far. Now, instead of shooting from what I would call inside the dots, he now has to shoot from outside the dots again, maybe, I don't know, 4 feet, 5 feet, and it makes it a harder shot for him and an easier save for Skinner. So is it the way that they want, is that Darnell playing it soft, or is that the way they want him to play? And I can't believe they want the D-man, and I'll talk about Nurse here. I can't believe they want their D-men to not get to those dots, because I use those dot lines as a marker that you have to get out to the dots, confront at the dots, make them shoot from out there. And I think most times you're pretty comfortable with a shot being stopped from that area. But you can see in this one, Darnell is clearly inside and he kind of stops. He doesn't go out. So maybe it is the way they want to play it, but it's the way they played 1-2-2. It's a tough way of playing. I think it's really messed up by it, and I understand why they do it, but I think it'd be a hard way to play. There's a lot of moving parts in that, but this one, I don't think it should be any moving parts or up for negotiation. When a player is coming down, you get to that dot line and you hold the dot line. Like, don't back in. If he's coming down at you, just stand your ground and say, okay, if they're going to shoot from there, we'll make the save. If he passes down low, your buddy in front and also the D-man, then also the forward in front can collapse and help you out. But you cannot allow a guy to skate downhill and blast that shot like we saw from Domi last night. So I think those dot lines are really something we need to watch as we watch the game tonight, the penalty kill. It's rare that it's that clear and we can really see it, but it was pretty clear to me that Darnell was soft on that play there.